Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, January 11th, 2018. 7-Elevens were the focus of a crackdown on illegal immigrants yesterday, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the founder of Cenobitic monasticism. Nebraska abortion clinics had better not bank on seeing federal funds. And what do statistics say about daughters of older mothers? Immigration agents descended upon nearly 100 7-Eleven stores in 17 states looking for illegal immigrants yesterday. Reuters reports.
U.S. immigration agents cracked down Wednesday on 7-Eleven. Nearly 100 stores in 17 states were hit by raids, with agents arresting 21 people suspected of being in the country illegally. According to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokeswoman, it's the largest such worksite enforcement by ICE since Donald Trump took office last January. ICE is now giving 7-Eleven owners a tight deadline to prove other employees are authorized to work. In a statement, the agency's deputy director, Thomas Homan, said, quote, "Today's action sent a strong message to U.S. businesses that hire and employ an illegal workforce. ICE will enforce the law, and if you are found to be breaking the law, you will be held accountable."
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Jean de Chantal. "Hold your eyes on God and leave the doing to Him. That is all the doing you have to worry about." Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Theodosius. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in 423, Theodosius the Cenobiarch was a monk and abbot who founded and organized the Cenobitic method of monasticism, which stresses community life over solitude and is regulated by a religious rule. Theodosius hailed from Margarissos in Cappadocia and was the son of pious parents. He felt the calling to imitate Abraham in leaving behind his family, friends, and all worldly trappings to follow God. On his way to Jerusalem during the time of the Fourth Ecumenical Council of Chalcedon, he spent some time with Saint Simeon the Stylite, who blessed Theodosius and prophesied his spiritual glory. He started off as a hermit, but received so many visitors and pilgrims he had to flee to a cave on the peak of a mountain. His diet was extremely sparse, and he prayed at all times. He later formed a multicultural and multilingual community of monks near Bethlehem, which worked with the sick, the elderly, and the mentally challenged. Theodosius died near Jerusalem around the age of 105. Saint Theodosius, pray for us. Catholic News Agency is reporting that Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts revealed a new state budget proposal, which includes blocking any federal funds from reaching Planned Parenthood. In a statement on Monday, the governor stated, quote, "Nebraska is a pro-life state, and the state's budget should reflect those values." Under the governor's plan, which takes advantage of relaxed rules about the use of Title X funds, facilities which perform abortions will either need to separate their abortion services, financially and physically, from their other services, or refuse Title X funds altogether. Fantastic. This was interesting. Reuters reports that the age at which a mother has her daughters bears some significance in regards to her daughter's future childbearing. Daughters born to women who were under 25 were more likely to someday have children. As maternal age rises, however, so do the amount of daughters who remain childless. In a study of 43,000 women who were born between 1930 and 1964, about 7,600, or 18% of them, were childless. The results showed that as the maternal age at delivery rose, So did the likelihood that the older women's daughters would be childless. Women born to 25 to 29-year-old mothers were 21% more likely to be childless than those born to women aged 20 to 24. The odds were at least 30% higher for women whose mothers were aged 30 to 34 and 40% higher for women whose mothers were 35 or older at delivery. Fascinating, considering that studies have shown that older couples are more likely to have daughters than sons. In this Celestial Musings, I came across an article at the New York Post yesterday about tennis player Serena Williams, who recently had her first baby at the age of 36. The article talked about an interview Williams gave to Vogue magazine about the struggles she experienced as a newly postpartum mother. It talked about the symptoms she felt, which alerted her to the blood clots she knew were in her lungs, and how she had to put her foot down and advocate for herself to get the heparin she knew she needed and a scan. The article also talked about her psychological struggles. The full interview can be found in the February edition of Vogue. What struck me was that she mentioned something to the effect that she was woefully unprepared for the psychological struggles she would undergo after giving birth. This came as no surprise to me. Most women are little prepared for birth and not prepared at all to navigate the postpartum world. The more women, like Serena Williams, speak out about their experiences, however, the less alone other women will be when they themselves go through the same. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you. Serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.